This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Just had Asara B'Tevis, the fast, Tzaymer Revi. I'd like to talk a little bit about Asara B'Tevis, and I'll talk about Tevis B'Chlal, the whole month. Over the years, put together interesting, unknown facts, yedias, about Asara B'Tevis, and in relevance to the Tzaymer Revi, the entire month of Tevis, which I think would be interesting to share with the Eilim. In Halacha Vet Gebracht, Shteitzach, based on a Gemara, that we fast on Asara B'Tevis based on a Pasuk, that it's Tzaymer Revi, that we have to fast on Asara B'Tevis. What happened on Asara B'Tevis? So the Rambam tells us that what happened Vasiri B'Tevis, Shabai Samach Melech Bavil Nevuchadnezzar Rasha Al Yerushalayim. Nevuchadnezzar, he besieged Yerushalayim, Beviya B'Matzah B'Matzik. So that's why we fast on Asara B'Tevis. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that actually other events and other Tanesim are to be done in Tevis, not only Yud B'Tevis because of Nevuchadnezzar besieging Yerushalayim. The Torah brings down from Megillas Tainis that actually there was a fast on Ches Tevis, and there was a fast on Tes Tevis, and there was a fast, of course, we know, Asara B'Tevis. The Torah brings down, and this is already brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tavkuf Pei, B'Shmeine B'Tevis Nichteva Teire Yevanis. Teire was translated into Greek. B'mei Talmi HaMelech U'Bacheshech Li'aylam Shloishes Yam. For 3 days there was darkness. Chazal tell us Yavan is Cheshech. Cheshech HaPnei Sahayim Yavan. So when they translated the Teire into Yavan, it was Cheshech. There was darkness. Does it mean physical darkness or Ruchni is spiritual darkness. It was darkness in the world. 3 days. What happened on the 9th of Tevis? It doesn't say what happened. That there's a fast on the 9th, and we don't know what it's about. The fasting. Don't know. Shulchan Aruch also brings it like this. He says that there's a fast on the 9th, and we don't know what it's about. They state in Shulchan Aruch, "Ubetes boy lo noida eze hi hatzara shirabay." We don't know what happened. Don't know. So if you take a look, the Magen Avraham in Siv Katan Vav, and this din says, "Ezra Seif is avek." Ezra Seifer was Nifta on Tes Tevis. So we have Ches, which was Metagim, they translated the Teir into Yevanis. We have Tes, Ezra Seifer. And we have Yud, which is Nebuchadnezzar. He besieged, surrounded Yerushalayim, and besieged. And therefore we fast. The Beki Yosef in Simen Tav Kuf Pei says that not only Ezra Seif is avek, but Nechemya ben Chachlalia, Eichet, Nechemya, also passed away on Tes. It's interesting that Chassam Sefer says that Tes Tevis is a Yom Muchan for Mises Sadikim and Hesped about Mises Sadikim. You look at the drashes of the Chassam Sefer, talks about a day, Mises Sadikim, that it's Tes. Tes Tevis, which of course has to do with Ezra Sefer. It's interesting, the Ravid has a Sefer HaKabbalah. The Ravid in Sefer HaKabbalah, I found it in the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah and Simen Shin Beis, says that actually there was someone, Rabbi Yosef HaLevi, HaGreisa, Tzadik, Epes, HaReish, HaRashke, Behag, HaReish, HaKol B'nei HaGeila, Rabbi Yosef HaLevi, and he also is Avek, but not just plain he was Nifta, but he was killed. Nerag, he was killed on Tes, Tevis. And he says, interesting Lashon, Shekivnu Beruach HaKadosh. I mean, L'chaira, this Rabbi Yosef HaLevi was way after Megillas Tainus. So he says, we are ready in Megillas Tainus, the Santa Chachamim. They already had Beruach Kacham, they saw ahead that this Rabbi Yosef HaLevi is going to pass away. Okay. So in Tevis, we have three tragic days. Yeah. We have Ches, against the Torah. Yeah. We have Tes, Mises Sadikim. Chazal tell us, Mises Sadikim is Kisreifas. No? Beis Elokeinu. And what do we have on Yud? We have Mamish Yerushalayim was taken b'matzah in siege. Frek the Chidah. So why the secret? What's the big secret? Say Ezra was Nifta, Nehemiah was Nifta. What's that beside? He says it's mashma, like there's a certain secret. A secret. What happened? And brought the halacha that way. You hear? Chassant. Halacha brings down that there's a fast and we don't know what it's about. Something happened, we don't know. Epis happened. Rabbi Isai, let's talk a little bit. And this is why I'm saying there's a lot of ideas over the years that I collected which give us a little more of an insight of what the whole month is about. Now we know there's something called Mar Cheshvin. Cheshvin is called Mar. It's a bitter month. What's bitter about the month of Cheshvan? There's no Yom Tovim in Cheshvan. Huh? Tell me, do we have Yom Tovim in Tevis? Huh? Good. Efshah. Maybe. We're going to talk about even the name Tevis. What does the name Tevis mean? Now you think, Chzalke Pesach Veis Himmel. Himmel Teira. It's in the Rishayim. Rishayim discuss. And I even found it's a Medrash. Why is the month Tevis called Tevis? We're going to learn a little bit about the months, okay? But before we get there, let me just tell you, on Megillas Tainis, there's a Tesis Chadashim, and it's interesting, in the Torah, the new ones, they already bring down on the bottom the Mefarish on Megillas Tainis. What happened on Tes? That's such a big secret. Yashka's Gebein Gevarn. Levet Gebracht. It's on the bottom over here of your tour. The Megillas Tainis Tfuz Vilna Kasav HaMefarish. That's the Tesis I rather saw before the tour, the new tours came out. Tesis HaChadashim on the Megillas Tainis. That what happened on Tes? Yashka's Gebein Gevarn. Atam Eisa. It's Yashka's month, Achreis. It's Tutsachop, yeah? As Eishteta, huh? Maybe Cheshbin Ledvara, Vikasim is Etvamin, and he says that's the Pshat. Why? It's like a hidden Zach. Nobody knows. We try not to elaborate, and the Goyim, the Stoma don't want to, you know, we don't want to get the Goyim revved up. So, Achreis, we leave it, something happened. So, Tess. Is a tainus for Eisesh. Rishayim Abayisai. In the Torah on the bottom, they bring this down. I don't know how many probably come out from stomach. Nobody knows this. that what happened on Tess? A minute. Okay, good. Okay. Now, I want to tell you something interesting. Our Midrashim, something about the month of Tevis. What's the month of Tevis? Now we know that the months 12 are parallel to the Shvat. What month is Tevis parallel? Which one of the Shvatim? Done. Tevis is done. Was Hashaychus Hatas Midon? So the Medrash says that Pesel Micha was in Dun, was in the month of Tevis. Pesel Micha, Tevis. Aschalta Tepchanusa. It starts already, the Avodah Zarah, the problem in already starts from Pesel Micha. This month is Aschalta Tepchanusa. It's a bad month. No, they say, yeah. Pesel Micha, gute Sache, da schlecht. Joschke gebang van a gute Sache, a schlechte Sache, yeah. It's not a good thing, right? Yushalayim b'matzor b'matzik, a schlechte Sache, yeah. They would translate the Teiri Yavon, a schlechte Sache. Could you tell me if there's anything good about Tevis? Not that we know of, right? We're going to learn that there's something, not one, but many good things about Tevis. And it's a medrash. But before we get there, I want to discuss a few chsam sefers. Over the years, like I told you, put together a bunch of ideas. So one of them is a chsam sefer, and then another one, and another one we're going to speak about. There's a very famous avudram. The Beis Yosef brings it down in Simin Tav Kuf Pei, that if it would fall out, asara b'teves on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. It doesn't. The calendar is made up in a way, set up that it'll never happen. But if it would happen, we would fast even on Shabbos. Asara b'teves. It's the only one. Even Tisha B'Av, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's a nitcha. We push it off to Sunday, right? Asara b'teves is different. If it would fall out on Shabbos, volt min gefast, I feel on Shabbos. Why? Because if you take all the other Tanesim is the month. Tzoyim l'cho, what? Tzoyim ha-revi, tzoyim ha-chamishi, tzoyim ha-asiri. It has to do with the months. Here it says Ben Adam. Yecheskel was told Ben Adam. A mensch, Ben Adam. Yeah. Tzoyim l'cho, sayoyim ha-zeh, be'etzem ha-yoyim ha-zeh. Nebuchadnezzar came, and he surrounds Be'etzem. So it's not only write the date on the calendar, but Be'etzem Ayoyim, and Mamish in that day, the Nebuchadnezzar came and surrounded Yerushalayim. The emphasis on the day, says the Avodram, and also remember by Yom Kippur, Fast Mendachiyah of us, of Shabbos. And how do we know that? Valishtate, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. You have to fast even on Shabbos. Shabbos. Frag dich some sefer, why? For was? For was all mein fasten? So he says, I'm married to Gechap. So I know the some sefers on this Indian is so interesting. Some sefer says, because the Avelis for the Beis HaMikdash Un Yerushalayim, which of course is Nichlal in the Aveil, is even on Shabbos. Memeg is Tan even on Shabbos. From Vanit Vesach, where do I know this from? Says the Chassam Sefer, very partial. Tavayach Tevach Vahachain, Yosef. Yosef prepared a meal for his brothers. Chazal say, when what day of the week was it? Was it Sudas? No? Nope. See, I got you. It was Erev Shabbos. Chazal say it was Erev Shabbos. I say Zakta Samsa. I'm not going to argue with Samsa. I say Zakta. So the next day, there was a very interesting meeting between two brothers, Yosef and Binyamin. Happened the next day. Babayka Arv Anashim Shulchu. He sent them home. Yosef falls on Binyamin, and Binyamin on Yosef, and they're both crying. Binyamin for the Mishkan Shilai, and Yosef is crying for what? For the Churbanis of the two Batei Mikdash that are in the Chelkei Shel Binyamin. Ayis Shabbos Frekta Sam Sefer. Icy Shabbos. Classic. Mechadik. Icy Shabbos.
Mechamer wasn't the problem for them.
Du fragst, ich lerne Sam Seifer bei Muna und Pschute. Sie sagt doch Sam Seifer. Du fragst doch, hast auch eine gute Kasche. Need a whole shit to explain that. Okay, Uncle Ponim, sagt doch Sam Seifer, yeah. So how are they allowed to cry about a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? Teretz is, Mimeg, Veinin, Avelis, Fa Beis HaMikdash is even?
Shabbos.
No, beautiful, no, Sam Seifer, classic, yeah. Fact, there's some safer, but I don't understand. Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Zicha. The Spitz Avelis. The Spitz Avelis for the Beis HaMikdash. Das nicht auf Shabbos. That we don't do on Shabbos. Answers the Chassam Sefer, a very interesting teretz. Aschalte de Pranusa. Understand that Tisha B'Av is already the end. Don't forget, the minute Tisha B'Av reaches Chatzais, we start turning around already, Nachamu Ami. It's already moving in the next direction, that everything will be good. When Sidon Nechame, Mashayin came, B'matzah, B'matzah, Yushalayim was besieged. That was the beginning. Aschalta de Pranusa is much worse than Seifa de Pranusa. So, what was Asara de Tevis? Elga, it's worse than what? Tisha B'Av. As I learned, I'm safe. I'm a male. Tisha B'Av. Not on Shabbos. Asara B'Tavis. Yes, on Shabbos. This is what I was telling you. It's the Shevet of Dan. Why is it the Shevet of Dan? It's Dan. Aschalta de Pranusa. It's a month of judgment. It's a month of Din. Schalte de Pranusse, yeah? They wird gebracht in Svarim. And I think this is this Sam Sefer. That it's a month of judgment because it's Tchilas Aparonius. But Rabbi, so let me tell you more. There's another Sam Sefer. A Shina interessante Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer says he doesn't understand what's the Pshat that Asara B'Tavis is on, even on Shabbos, up to Zer Poshet. Nebuchadnezzar knew that he could win this Melchama because he knew that Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shabbos. The Gemara Shteitach, that's Meirdik, I see everyone shaking their heads. Meirdik is some safest, yeah? He knew that it's Shabbos is going to give him the kayach to be able to win the war. Zakter, B'matzah, B'matzah, Nebuchadnezzar was on Shabbos. It happened on Shabbos. Because he wanted to use the Shabbos to win the war against Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael and the Muhammad and the Chubin Abayis. Ben Adam, K'sayv Lecha, Sayyoyim Azeh, Be'etzam Ayyoyim Azeh. It was Shabbos that it happened. It's not the Yud. It's the Shabbos. On the Meila, it's match even the Shabbos, yeah? Because it was about the Shabbos. I say Zokter Sam Sefer. Now, how do you fit it in exactly? Okay. You can't clarify what he means by this. They were Deicher the Shabbos. Milchayel says, don't be Deicher the Shabbos. Fakelt. Keep the Shabbos. Huh? Okay. I'll call upon him Satsatam. It's Shabbos. Sam Sefer in a few places writes this. Habesai. No. Habesai. Come. Gishmak. So let me tell you over another Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says an interesting thing. He says, the Churban Abayis is Merumis. So this is another Chassam Sefer, another Drasha. It's Merumis in the Milchamtash Sarei Shel Esav with Yankiv Avinu. Yeah? When he was Taka B'Kaf Yerechei Shel Yaakov, what was Kaf Yerechai? The Beis HaMikdash. Chuben Esav. Esav kämpft. He's fighting the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. Es gid hanoshe. Es, when is Tisha B'Av, no? Tisha enough. Tisha enough, right? Es, Tisha enough. Es, nish meine Rabbeisa, chsam sefer. Once nish king chsam sefer Rabbeisa. You know who says it? The Shlach.
He
brings a Shlach. Herr, meire de greid. No? Es, and what about Gid? No, Zag. When is Gimel? No? Gimel Tishrei. When is Yud? Sarah B'Tavis. No? When is Dalit? Shivasa B'Tamiz. The month.
What's
S? Tisha of. Tisha of. Huh? Okay, good. Gewaldig, no? Tashene Schla, ach, Sam Seifer, no? Geschmack? Okay. Frag dich, Sam Seifer, he doesn't understand. How come all of them is the day? And Shivas is the month. He doesn't understand the remes. Asara B'Tavis is what? Yud, Gid, Yud. Yeah? Yud. Asar B'Tavis, Yud. Shiva Asar is Dalid, what? The month. It's the Pshat. Why is one... He says, Achidush Nifla. Mamash Achidush, Chabeis Achidush Nifla. He says, maybe the Pshat is Val Tisha B'Av. It's the day, because the day is not a bad day. It's a good day. We saw the Tzidkas Hashem. Tzidkascha kahari eil. Medrash. The tzidkascha shel Eibush have to be out in the open. And there was tzidkas in what? In the Churban Habayis. No? He doesn't quote the Medrash, but the famous Chazal Mizmor. No, goyim nachlosecha. What? Mizmor. Kina mi bai ela. Mizmor sheshava chamasei. It was a good... We saw a lot of chesed. Mashenki Shivasa, which is Haschalta de Pranusa. You don't know what would be. It was the beginning of all the... So who knows how bad it's going to turn into. Mechusa. Mishpatecha tohaim rabbe. Some safe. Alta some safe rain. Only question is he doesn't understand. I bezei asara b'tevis. Zei frekta. Loi der cheshbin. Azoi vi yud zayin at gedav. Yeah. Azoi vi... Just like Shivasa v'tam, this is what? Hidden... And it's not the day because the day, huh? It's a hidden day. Rabbi, you understand what we're saying? Yeah, should I repeat it? I'll repeat it one more time. I'm safer the way. So Ilam is Rabbi. So Ilam is I'm safer. Yeah. Okay. Lo yaichlu b'nei Yisrael zgidan nashe. Taka b'kaf yirechay is the Beis HaMikdash. Alkein. Lo yaichlu. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. There's a tainus. When is there a tainus? S, Aleph Tav, Tish of. Gid, Gimel, Tishrei, Yud, Tavis. I, where's the Yud Zayin, but Ta, Yud, you should have had Yud Zayin there. You should have, unless you come and say it's a double number, you could have put it in. Well, some way we could get a Yud Zayin in there. Zuck the name. It's going on the month. I fragged the white Tisha B'Av the day and Yud Zayin the month because I made it to get done Tisha B'Av. Who said such a bad day? We saw tremendous Tzidkas Hashem. Tzidkas HaKar El brings a medrash. Mishpatecha is Tehaim Rabbi. You have to keep it under Tehaim. Hidden. Yud Zayin is Aschalta. Fragged he doesn't understand. What am Tassara B'Tavis? Why is that the day and not just the month hidden, mishpatecha tahayim rabba. Habesai, velachkum mit nachashtik alech sam sefer. And I'm going to throw you a little information which will throw you off. Don, mashmas hashlechtem monat, and it's month of judgment. They translate the Tere, yeah? Yevanis, Eisaish is gebaren gevaren, yeah? Asara b'tevis, they surrounded the city. Yushalayim b'matzah b'matzay. Tevis got good to manat. It's a good month. What does the word Tevis mean? Tev. Who says this? The Chassam Sofer himself brings. He brings from Sefer Karnayim. Sefer Karnayim was Rabbi Yitzchak ben Araivid, the son of the Raiv, wrote a Sefer called Sefer Karnayim. And on it there was a Pirish called Don Yodin, Reb Shimon Master Apale. Wrote a Pirish. And there he writes, Tevis is Milashna Tova. Fagot manat. I went to look it up. A lot of Kabbalah there. It's not so. I'm taking out just one point piece of it. And if even the Chassam Sofer says Kimurum is Shama, it's Mustam is Tiferet over there. But I can tell you, I found the Medrash Chafetz over the years. The Medrash Chafetz says that Tevis a good month. You know what's so good about it? Bay Nerak Sichain Ve'Eig Sichain Ve'Eig. Shemaysh Rabbeinu was afraid of them. What happened? They were killed on Tevis, Sagutem Manat. Ave Sagutem Manat, Sanishkin Gutem Chveshavas. Which one is it? Huh? Nu? Okay. Ave Salama Iberedden, Nachach Sam Sefer. This is all over the place. These are like five Sam Sefers in the end of Vayikra, in the end of Bereshis, and in the end of the beginning of Shmois, and in the Drashis. It's all over. It's like, it seems like this is a big theme by the Sam Sefer. Why do we have a Sam on Shabbos? You ready for the third teretz? Geschmack. Yeah? He brings down that on Asara B'Tevis something unique happens. The Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav, but they stand in Yerushalayim was B'matzah B'matzah, which means that it was in the beginning. It could have went either way. It could have went that we did Shuvah, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't have been machriv the Beis Hamikdash. Huh? He says, this happens every year on Asara B'Tevis. Kol Shaloi Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'yom of Kilu Nechrav, that every year there's a judgment. Will I give Klal Yisrael the Beis Hamikdash this year? And when does that judgment happen? On Asara B'Tevis. He says, as I said to some say, Bashamayim, they sit and they judge. Will Klal Yisrael have a Tisha B'Av or they won't have a Tisha B'Av? They'll have a Yontif Tisha B'Av. No? Yeah. Bashamayim, Zakhtar Sam Sefer, they sit in Shamayim and they judge. Maybe Rabbi say that's the dawn, no? I think that's another taich in the dawn. It's a day of judgment. Dawn, it's a month of judgment. They're judging. Zakhtar Sam Sefer, and that's why we fast even on Shabbos. Why? All the other Tanesim is about the Avar. Avelus of the Avar, Nisht of Shabbos. This is about what's going to be in the future. What's going to happen? It's almost like Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanov Zoktav Sam Sofer, a tainis chaloim, do we fast on Shabbos?
Yes.
Why? Because we need to be mevatel the gzeira that the chaloim is sending the message. Zoktav Sinisht Erg, it's no different than a tainis chaloim. And therefore we fast even on what? On Shabbos. Yom Kippur also is interesting. Yom Kippur is about Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Suchim Lefonav Tshuva for the future year that it should be L'Toiva. It's interesting. Etzem HaYoyim Hazeh, like Yom Kippur, it's a day of judgment. Interesting, huh? Yeah? Mekenes Tzilegin? Okay. Now we could come and say, it's different than Shivasa B'Tamis. Shivasa B'Tamis is what? It's about an avelus of the nu rabbeis health too. It's about the past. Asara B'Tevis, it's a day of mourning. It's a day of avelus plus a day of tshuva and fasting. But it's about the what? What's going to be la'osid in the coming year. It's about Hatava, the Rebbeinu Shloim, is giving us a day where we have to be able to correct and to fix. It's diun, it's done, but it's Hatava. I want to show you something interesting. I saw a shtickle Sam Sofer. This is Sam Sofer's day today, okay? I'm quoting you, if you knew how many some sefers I'm putting it into one package, so many. There's a some sefer Masechtas Megillah on the bottom in Haggah, which he brings from a drasha. I didn't get to see the drasha inside, but I saw the Haggah on the bottom. Some sefer Lashas. He brings from a Yaivitz and says, Asara B'Tavis is different than all other fasts. In this, that what? That all other fasts, the day is what? Is already starting to
get smaller.
Get smaller. Right? Shivasar, Tisha B'Av, Tzoyim Gedalia, the sun is going down. Asara B'Tavis is a fast that what?
Is getting warmer.
He brings from the Yaivitz. It's a Meridika Ara. And he goes through it with mazel, with the sun, Klal Yisrael. I was thinking of a pashta mensch. At the end of the day, after all my shiurim that I say, I feel I'm a pashta mensch. I like pashta, it's simple. The other ones are availus of tkufis, that the sun was going down. Sarah B'Tavis, about the future, to bring the sun coming up. So it's a different type of a fast. It's about the osit. It's about fixing the osit. It's about hatova. It's a day of good. Now I want to show you a little bit, and this will end. Yeah, you're Dayom's with me? You're not with me, you're not masking. You don't like the vote, what? But not by the, okay. So let me tell you off. There's a Meir de Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Miketz. Well, what day was Yaakov buried? Does anyone know what day Yaakov was buried? Huh?
What was the
calendar? It's Asara B'Tavis. It's some Sofi, says clearly. Makes the cheshbon. How many days? 80 days when he was nifter. The ganze cheshbon. Some Sofi. Some Sofi writes, brings a Rabban. Sagt some Sofi. That at that same day, Esav was what? The day of Yaakov's... Esav was what?
Also died.
He died. So the Sam Seifer, that's L'Sasim L'Simcha. That the day of us, Samayidik Sam Seifer, that the day of a son of the Davis, Yankiv Meis, Samus, of the Esav is Nerak. Met Potter for Esav. As Esav the Sam Seifer. He's already looking at the cheshbon. What should I do? I'm not a mathematician, Rabbi. He doesn't realize. If the Sam Seifer would tell me it's right now night, by me it's night. If he tells me that today is Yud Zayin Cheshvin, to me it's Yud Zayin Cheshvin. I'm sorry, that's...
Make a judgment to Esav.
That's right. Done. That's part of my shtickle Torah. So next week you'll say the shir. Chushim ben Dan, huh? Dan Esav. Huh? Sounds familiar? Dan, huh? Tavis? Let me throw you out another Yediyah, which like I said, this is over years, I picked up all these little tidbits of Yediyahs, which are so interesting, fascinating. Fascinating, no? Yar Rabbeisai? They don't realize that most of Shurim are not like this. They're going to come next week and they're going to want to hear Veis Ganze mit Mishalim mit the Matriyoyis mit Zmiyomim. I usually say more Litvish. But today we're going to say like this. You hear? You with it? Unless the Eilim wants this, but Dafka, I can do this also. I see my Chassidish Eilim that's sitting, he wants this. All right. I do what I do what makes Davish the happy. You ready? I saw Rama on Megillas Esther, Mechiryayin, page your test. This great, you ready? Okay. What day did Esther go to the Beis HaMelech? Now I'm throwing you off here because I don't know if it's Asara B'Tavis, but he says it was in the month of Tavis. Azazok the Ramah. The Ramah? Oh, wait a minute. Huh? I know it's the Megillah, but it doesn't say the date, it just says the month. B'chodesh Asiri. Zok the Ramah, that it's Merumas and her going to the Melech, which eventually brought about the downfall of Haman, which is the downfall of Esav, the downfall of Amalek, yeah? It's in this month. And she fasted in this month. So Asara B'Tevis is about Tainus Esther as well. Huh? I can't help you. I can't help you. If the Ramah tells, I keep on telling you, if the Ramah tells me that Asara B'Tevis, we fast on Hey Tevis, to me it's Hey Tevis. That's all. That's it. I don't come question any of the Rishonim and Achronim by me. It's Kodesh Kedoshim. You hear what he says? That the fast, and that's the pshat, that Tzoyim Asiri, it has already in it what? In Esther. That Esther went Lebeis HaMalchus, and then she fasted for tshuva, to make a downfall for Amalek, for Haman, the Zera of Esav. The Mela, the Tzoyim Asiri, is the Asara B'Tevis, has already that as well.
And,
huh?
For 3 days, too.
Okay. I hear, interesting.
No, it's not.
You hear Sushta?
No, it's not. She went to Melech when she got married. That's when he married her.
I know. I mean, the fasting was not that day. It was with Pesach.
No, sorry. I'm not saying that she fasted the day that she went there.
Yeah. I don't know if he said, I don't know. I don't know what the Ramo wants. Ramo just saying is that fast that she fasted is Merum is in Asara B'Tevis. I'm going to stop here. And I'll let you think about it. Asara B'Tevis, we always think, Yerushalayim B'Matzah B'Matzik. You see, there's so much more in the Yiddish calendar and all the fast that we fast and in the entire month of Tevis. And the lesson, Kipshutez HaPesai, Tshuva, Mekenton Tshuva this month, and we won't have a Tish above.
Heva. It says above. So the above is a Quran is the Haftafa of El Yonavi to Yaakov. Yaakov is spelled with above 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, above looks like a finger. That's what the Chazam said.
Good, and therefore what?
So he has 5 fingers. El Yonavi was spelled without above.
Okay. Continue.
So he hands it over to Yaakov 5 times as a handshake.
Okay.
And he's going to bring Sir Tovis to the day after.
Okay, and how do you tie it into this?
Because it's sosim. So in Asar B'Tevis, we go inside the base of health. It's cold outside. So we go inside the house, and that's why it's sosim. The whole parish is sosim. And it starts with the Vav Oruch to show that there's going to be a Haftachah, that El Yonavi is going to come back.
Tiferei Dravesi. Here was Tatzachah. Mizgivah and Mamisha. It's all beautiful. Samsaifa, worlds of Samsaifa. No, interesting? Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. Atzlacha and bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.